It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 15th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you've been listening to our show this week or even last week, you know about the security bug called Heartbleed, which has exposed vulnerabilities in everything from software and websites to hardware. But this week, we're also starting to get a picture of the cost. There's been some evidence that people are scaling back online shopping, not to mention the overtime pay for IT workers and other people repairing and updating online security products. So we asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith to take a look at the bill.
The Heartbleed security flaw affects around two-thirds of all websites on the internet. The collective fix is a big, expensive deal, says tech consultant Tim Beharin.
When you add up all the IT hours, as well as physical costs, you know, buying additional software for security reasons for these companies, I have to believe that the cost will probably be in the billions.
Another blow, harder to calculate.
There's also a major PR cost.
Data consultant Will Riegel says many consumers have scaled back online shopping and other transactions. He says coaxing them back will require outreach.
You first need to fix the issue, plug the hole, and then secondly, you need to reinstill confidence back in your user base so that Heartbleed doesn't continue to drain you even after the fact.
Riegel says it will take months before we can start to assess the full economic impact of Heartbleed. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Google put up a sign in its giant digital window today, and the sign says, sale, one day only. Until now, Google Glass has been a kind of invite-only product for developers who want to build awesome stuff for the phone-connected headgear. But today, the company's offering its wearable technology, which has garnered both praise and ridicule, to regular people for the head-scratching price of 1,500 smackaroos. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
What do you think this move is about? Is it a move of desperation? Is it them sort of throwing up their hands and saying, okay, let's open this up and see what it does?
I actually think that it's much more pedestrian than that. I think that this move is an attempt to clear out inventory before bringing a sort of more modern glass to the market in June.
It's a fire sale.
It's possibly a fire sale and, you know, a little bit of fire sale meant to inspire people to develop more glass software.
Now, I was talking to somebody the other day who's kind of a techie, and he was saying that Google Glass really needs to have its own IP address instead of it being always tethered to another device. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think that that's true at the current price point. I think that if you didn't have to tether Google Glass to a phone, it would be a lot more tempting to purchase it, to use it for certain things that you can't do with a phone. I don't think this is in the app store for Glass yet, but I just saw that somebody was developing an app to subtitle somebody's speech, basically interpret language and subtitle it for the hard of hearing.
Wow.
So you can imagine that if you didn't have to have it tethered to a phone and this was simply a device to basically subtitle everything that people are saying to you, you'd be willing to spend $1,500 just for that purpose. I think that, you know, $1,500 is a lot of money for something that's not a standalone device, though.
I was thinking about this. I was thinking about what I would pay. And I feel like $300. What's your price point?
My price point is probably more like $200. Because right now, sort of most wearable devices, that's sort of what they're settling into, this $200 price range.
The 7-inch tablet price.
Exactly. And without its own IP address, right? Without Glass's ability to stand on its own, it's essentially a second monitor for your smartphone.
Right.
And when you think about it that way, anything more than a couple $100 seems pretty expensive for something that's kind of just a repeater. If you're a casual user, I mean, if you're a developer, of course, it's a completely different story. Because if you get in early and Glass becomes popular, you've made millions, potentially.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
By the way, we want to know your price point for buying Glass. $300? $50? Or is it more of a you couldn't pay me enough kind of thing? Let us know. We're at marketplacetech.org. Speaking of Google, the tech giant just bought another company, one that was reportedly being sought by Facebook as well. What does Titan Aerospace make?
Titan Aerospace makes solar-powered drones.
That's Carl Howe of Yankee Group. The idea is that these drones could help blanket remote parts of the planet in Wi-Fi. And yep, you guessed it, that means more Google and Facebook users.
The fortunes of both Facebook and Google are really very much tied to the growth of the internet. And all the people in the cities are pretty well taken care of. The next frontier is, what if you don't live in the city? So I think these companies are looking at, how do we expand the footprint of the internet and, oh, by the way, expand our business with it?
And while free Wi-Fi from a drone might not be right around the corner, Howe says advances in drone technology are moving fast. So having a vehicle that doesn't have to be landed and recharged as regularly could be good for delivering consistent internet connections. And before we go, you know when you're walking along and a jerk, or maybe a friend, blows an air horn right next to you? Well, it sounds like the Missouri Department of Transportation is building its own version of this to stop cars from speeding near construction sites. The LRAD sound cannon sounds like this on the road.
Slow vehicles ahead.
The 153 decibel system is triggered only if a vehicle is speeding towards it, but do you really want a driver flinching out of fear? Oh well, at least it's not at all annoying. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.